Une brève histoire de l'anglais. 55 BC. Roman invasion of Britain. Local people speak Celtic languages. Very few words in English are of Celtic origin, except place names such as York or Avon. 436 AD. The Romans withdraw. 450 to 1100 AD. The Angles, the Saxons, and the Jutes push away the Celtic speakers to what is now Wales, Scotland, and Ireland. Approximately one-third of Anglo-Saxon vocabulary survives into modern English, including many of the most basic everyday words: earth, house, food, sing, night. The invading tribes speak Germanic languages, which produced Old English, 5th century to 11th century. 9th century. The Vikings conquer most of the territories north of London. Words derived from Norse or Danish include anger, cake, die, egg, freckle, knife, shame, shoulder, ship, silver, skirt, smile, take. 1066. William the Conqueror from Normandy conquers England. Norman French becomes the language of the court and of the ruling classes. Thousands of French words were absorbed into the English vocabulary. Crown, castle, court, parliament, army, grief, honest, beauty, banquet, art, poet, romance, coast, duke. Many words were borrowed from Latin too during the Middle Ages, when that language spread all over Europe. 1348. English replaces Latin as the language of instruction. Middle English. 1362. English replaces French as the language of law. 1388. Chaucer starts writing the Canterbury Tales, considered one of the most important literary works in English. 1400 to 1500. A sudden change in pronunciation occurs, with vowels being pronounced longer, like the letter I, which changed from E to I. Early Modern English. 1564. William Shakespeare is born. Shakespeare coined new words and expressions that have remained in modern English: to dwindle, gloomy, fretful, it's high time, good riddance, an eyesore, the game is up. 1500 to 1800. The British have contacts with many peoples from around the world. With these fresh findings come new words from across the globe, including macaroni, violin, from Italian, magazine, sherbet, from Arabic, coffee, yogurt, kiosk, from Turkish, tomato, potato, tobacco, from Spanish, waltz, delicatessen, from German, robot, from Czech.